Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County. There are 34,000 justice-involved individuals in Ventura County and an estimated 42,000 formerly incarcerated individuals, bringing the county's overall prison-to-employment-eligible population to 76,000. That's 9% of the county's overall population. In order to address existing challenges and improve long-term outcomes for justice-involved individuals, it is important to not only increase the number of career, education, job placement, and earn-to-learn opportunities available to this population. The Prison to Employment, that's P2E program, is going to help build career pathways and reduce recidivism. Steve Thompson's online with us, assistant principal at the Ventura Adult Continuing Education Program, that's VACE. Also on board is Amy Tyrell, chef and case manager, Ventura Adult and Continuing Education at VACE. Good morning, Steve and Amy. How are you today?
Good morning. We are well. Thank you.
Good morning.
It's wonderful to have you on. Steve, we're going to start off with you. If you could tell us more about the Prison to Employment program.
It would be my pleasure. The vision of our program is to provide a continuum of services for inmates. They start attending our training and education programs at Todd Row Jail. And what we want to do is provide them services after they leave as well. So we attempt to provide whatever support is necessary for participants to meet the challenges that face them after release. We provide not only practical assistance, but also emotional support through mentoring activities. I mean, the goal of the program is to place participants in employment and reduce recidivism. Of the 20 participants enrolled so far, 12 are employed, 6 enrolled in training and education, and only 3 have been reincarcerated. So we feel the program has been quite effective.
And that's wonderful. Amy, how are clients referred to VACE? How do they get to you?
Thanks for that question. A variety of sources, actually. Initially, when we kicked off the grant, it was through our Todd Road Jail programs at the campus itself, out at Todd Road. But subsequent to that, we are now in a situation where we've developed strong referrals from our probation departments here locally. We also have, on occasion, walk-ins here at VACE who have heard about the program through our participation at Todd Road Jail. And in a few instances, we've actually been in a situation where one of our participants, while living in sober living, referred one of his housemates to the program itself. So variety of streams.
Steve, what are the specific career pathways that can be completed through VACE? What are the opportunities?
Okay, so VACE offers both career technical education and conventional kind of academic education, which would be high school diploma, English as second language, and so forth. As far as career technical education goes, we have 7 program areas leading to industry recognized certification. We have accounting that covers QuickBooks as well as accounting, business administration, computer-assisted design, which offers certification in both SolidWorks for engineering applications and Revit for architectural applications. Computer applications and graphics, which teaches an entire Adobe suite of software, everything from paper to online. And then digital multimedia, which covers all stages of video production with hands-on experience in our studio and green room. Medical front and back office and computer systems technology, which certifies in computer repair and network security. Our job placement rate for 2020 was 91%, so we figure we're doing quite well. VACE is one of only 10 adult schools in California accredited by the Council of Occupational Education, which allows us to offer federal financial aid, including Pell Grants, which the majority of our CTE students take advantage of. Academic programs, ESL and high school diploma, serve as pathways to career technical education, and actually 2 of our participants in the PTE program have obtained their high school equivalency, better known as GED, and one of them is in high school diploma, and then the idea is from that they will move on to employment or training.
So, Amy, how has the program helped participants, especially when it comes to avoiding recidivism?
That's the heart of the whole program, is that avoidance of recidivism. And I'd like to be able to provide you with one stellar example and a few just for fun. One of the participants we first came in contact with while he was incarcerated at Todd Road Jail, and it was an individual who had actually experienced 19 different incarcerations across 15 states. So one might think that this is an individual who may not have an opportunity to step away from that life. I'm pleased to report that he has been gainfully employed since his release for the last 3 years and has rebuilt his life in some very meaningful ways. We have another one of our participants who was employed by one of our local employers here in the Ventura County area. And when COVID first struck, that restaurant was actually providing services through World Central Kitchen to provide services and meals to our first responders. Well, watching Good Morning America one morning, who should appear on the TV? That sounds like an ad on the TV. but one of our participants, as he was doing his work with World Central Kitchen, and to quote that individual, never in my life did I assume or think that I would be in a situation where I would be feeding a cop. So it was a wonderful moment, that has continued to be of value. As we work through these programs, the services that I'm providing are everything from job readiness, meaning how to build a resume, how to do a cover letter, how to actually handle a job interview, and more importantly, how to overcome the shame that so many of our participants deal with regarding that. All of that is a foundational piece that helps toward that belief that jail is not an opportunity or a pathway nor a retirement plan, that the skills are there to move forward. So it's been incredibly enriching, and each participant takes their pathway based upon what's appropriate for their life.
Yes, Amy, it's such a great point there, and what a wonderful story about the old TV. But one of the things that you bring up in that part of the conversation is it's not only the stigma that we put on the people released from prison, but also the one that they might put on themselves. And so you have two barriers that we really have to address here. So, Steve, I'd like to ask, understanding that and, you know, just the state of mind somebody might have, it seems like you'd want to have some long-term services available. So if you could tell us, Steve, how long do participants receive some kind of service once they get into the program?
Well, the short answer really is as long as they feel they need that support. The key to the success of our program is intensive personal case management and mentoring, and if needs be, mothering, to be frank, provided by Amy. So as long as they feel the need for help, they know they can get it. All our participants know that she'll answer the phone literally day or night and deal with whatever issues. She can expand a little bit more on that. But typically, once they are stable, and when we say stable, we mean both physically in terms of somewhere to live, a job to go to, and so forth, but also emotionally, then we consider exiting them from the program. However, even then, we continue to make periodic follow-up contacts.
So, Amy, tell us how we can learn more about the P2E program, maybe by knowing somebody that we could direct there or just learning more to see what you're doing, you know, for society. Amy, tell us just a bit more about P2E.
You bet. The best way is to give me a call personally, and I can be reached at 805-289-1744, which is here at base, and I'm an extension 1114. You can also reach me via email at amy.pyrrell@adultedventura.edu. I am absolutely happy to give information regarding the program. I'm also delighted to assist employers who are considering taking the leap and being willing to consider individuals who are part of this P2E program as a potential employee. I'm not looking to make them commit to a hire. It's more about engaging in that conversation about willingness. I'm happy to send out flyers, et cetera. And please feel free, if there's someone in your life or someone that you know that has had an incarceration experience and would benefit from this program, I'd be delighted to spend some time with them and figure out what fits.
Well, with the training that VASE is offering, certainly you are going to get a potential employee who is going to be well-trained in that area. Steve and Amy, thank you so much for coming on air with us here at KVTA with the Workforce Development Board. Is there anything either one of you wants to add to this, Steve and Amy?
Well, thank you for the opportunity. I would like to add that in addition to the services that we are providing for our participants, potential employers will learn of the possible benefits of hiring the formerly incarcerated.
And Amy?
I would also like to thank you so much for this opportunity. And as a shout out to the community, we have such an opportunity to make a difference through programs like this and what we offer as well here at VASE. So please give us a call and let us help.
Steve Thompson and Amy Tyrell of VASE, thank you so much for joining us this morning on KVTA. Greatly appreciated. Wonderful information.
Thank you.
And if you would like to learn more about the Prison to Employment and other training and educational programs, attend the virtual resource fair. Do it today from 11 to 3. Visit workforceventuracounty.org or call 805-477-5306. We have that number here. If you are an employer interested in partnering with the Workforce Development Board and learning more about the ways your business can be part of developing and recruiting our future workforce, visit workforceventuracounty.org. We are News Talk 1590 KVTA.
The business, education, labor, economic development, government, and community organization members of the Workforce Development Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to workforceventuracounty.org.
Date 53 here at KVTA.